faith, spiritual values, moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
Welcome. Glad you are with us. Trevor Loudon is going to join us, and then Annie Cyrus is going to join us. First of all, we're going to talk about a couple things. One of them is a video that's going out by a Democrat, and many are watching the video going, hey, wait a minute, she sounds like a Republican. She's turning on Biden. Is it really true, or is it, you know, more deception? It's confusing people. The individual is someone that Trevor Loudon has written about in his book last year, and Trevor joins us for the first 15 minutes of the broadcast before we go to Annie. Trevor, welcome back to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us today to help us understand what's going on here.
Hey, so good for having me on, Brandon. Thank you.
All right, who are we talking about? She's a congresswoman, right? From what, Hawaii or somewhere?
A former congresswoman. She left last election cycle. Tulsi Gabbard from Hawaii. She was first elected in 2012.
Now, why did she not run for election, or did she get beat?
She didn't. She ran for president, so she stood down from Congress to run for president. She was in the Democratic field in the 2020 election.
And you wrote about her in your book. And what was the name of that book again?
White House Reds: Communists, Security Risks, Communist Socialists and Security Risks, Running for President, U.S. President, 2020.
All right,
she was one of the people I profiled in that book.
Okay, and people should get this book because you may be saying, well, it's an old book. Well, yeah, but it's loaded with history. It's loaded with history, and it's loaded with history of people that are still key players.
Absolutely. Biden and Buttigieg for a couple, and Tulsi Gabbard for another. She is being lined up to be President Trump's running mate in 2024.
And that would be a huge, huge mistake because
absolutely.
You lay out her ties back to the communists, right?
Absolutely. She has worked with pro-Russian communists and Democratic Socialists of America and other Marxists her entire political career.
Man. All right. So what I want to do is play the clip by her that's going viral and confusing a lot of people, and then have you give specifics about here. Watch and listen to this, folks.
I supported Joe Biden, and millions of other Americans voted for Joe Biden because he promised to unite us. He promised to bring us together, to end the divisiveness. Now, sadly, not only has he failed to do this, he has betrayed us all by pouring fuel on the fires of divisiveness that are tearing our country apart. Now, Biden compares those who disagree with him to racists, traitors, to enemies of bygone eras. And Biden now has his attorney general targeting millions of Americans as domestic terrorists.
We face an elevated threat from domestic violent extremists. That is, individuals in the United States who seek to commit violent criminal acts in furtherance of domestic, social, or political goals. Domestic violent extremists are often motivated by a mix of ideologies and personal grievances. We've seen a growing threat from those who are motivated by racial animus, as well as those who ascribe to extremist anti-government and anti-authority ideologies.
So if we allow this to continue, our country, the country that we love, the land of the free, the home of the brave, it'll be unrecognizable and it'll be lost forever.
All right, so that's the clip. And you watch that, you go, yeah, you know, that's great. We agree. It's confusing people because who is she really? Tell us her name again, first and last name, and tell us who she really is.
Tulsi Gabbard. She was a congresswoman from Hawaii from 2012 to 2020, I think it was, and she ran for U.S. president last year.
And all right, let's talk about her ties to communism and who she's tied back to, because you deal with all this in your book, White House Reds.
Yeah. Well, look, the main communist group she's tied to is Democratic Socialists of America, which is a group that has ties to the Chinese, to a European communist, Latin American communist. She was the Women for Tulsi. The group that got her elected was headed by Nancy Carraway, the First Lady of Hawaii, who who is a member of Democratic Socialist of America. She became a member of, Tulsi became a member of the Progressive Caucus, which was created by DSA. She was actually a DSA member on her staff. She was going to DSA conventions, meetings, the People's Summit, which I attended in Chicago in 2016, which is run by the Communist Party USA and Democratic Socialists of America. And she was on the board of the Sanders Institute, Bernie Sanders organization, which had several Marxists, where she worked with several other Marxists. So she's huge ties to that group. But the most concerning thing is her ties to pro-Russian activists like Denis Kucinich and others.
And so she is trying to position herself to be the VP candidate for Donald Trump, correct?
Yeah. Look, her role is this. Now, either you know what my opinion of Hillary Clinton is, right?
Right.
I do not like Hillary Clinton. But she accused Tulsi Gabbard of being a Russian asset. Now, for once in my life, I agree with Hillary Clinton. Okay? Now, just once. No, it's got to be once.
Okay.
Even a stop clock is right twice a day.
Right.
Because Tulsi Gabbard has worked in the interest of Russian foreign policy for years. Her goal, in my opinion, her purpose is to sell Russian foreign policy to conservatives. That means never standing against Russia, giving Russia control of the Middle East and Syria, giving Russia control of Eastern Europe, giving Russia control of Venezuela, Latin America, all of which Russia will use to destroy this country. So she's very dangerous, very, very dangerous, because she appeals to a lot of libertarians, a lot of conservatives love her, and they are trying to position her to be Trump's VP candidate. You imagine the disaster that will bring. You know, Trump has shaken off these allegations of Russian collusion, and they're trying to put a Russian asset as his VP candidate.
Who is pushing for her? Tucker Carlson? Who?
Well, Tucker Carlson is. Matt Gaetz is another. The several conservatives who have swallowed the Putin line. Look, Tucker Carlson's great. Matt Gaetz is great. But they're both soft on Russia. They don't see the danger of Russia. They think China is our only problem. They think we can play China off against Russia. And so they are swallowing the Russian line, never oppose Russia, give Russia Eastern Europe, give Russia its domination in Latin America, don't interfere with Russia's plans. So people like Tucker Carlson have swallowed this line. So they're very keen to promote people like Tulsi Gabbard. He has her on a show regularly. And she's very photogenic. She's very clever. She knows how to pitch a good line. But she is very, very dangerous. She is basically pushing Putin's line into the American conservative movement.
And so right now we are reading one report after another about Putin pushing us toward war.
Yeah.
And you have a lot of the conservatives trying to say, look, we don't want to go to war. I don't want to go to war. You don't want to go to war. But because we don't want to see another war and our military dragged off to war, she's sounding very appealing. But she's giving cover to Putin. She's giving the cover to Putin. She's defending Putin. I'm hearing people say, oh, well, what Putin's doing is legit because, you know, what if we had something going on the Mexico-American border? What do you make of what Putin is doing and the people defending him who are even Republicans and conservatives and libertarians?
Well, that's right. You know, and Putin has put a lot of work through the RT and other Russian KGB channels into the American libertarian and conservative movement, into the Ron Paul movement over the last few years to make it seem like Putin's our friend, Putin's our ally, or at least we shouldn't interfere with Putin. They are willing to sell Ukraine to appease Putin. They are apologists for Putin. Putin's not going to just take Ukraine. He's going to take the whole of Europe. He's going to take the whole of Latin America in partnership with the Chinese, and then he's going to destroy the United States. You know, he's already threatened to disable every American satellite circling the Earth. Imagine what that would do to the American economy. It would destroy America. So Putin has got multiple nukes aimed at America, and this moral equivalence argument that Putin's just the same as us, he just wants a sphere of influence and we should just let him have that. This is the argument that led to World War II. By appeasing Hitler, by giving Hitler what he wanted in Europe, we guaranteed a world war. And we are heading for World War III if we don't stand up to Russia. And we got a huge problem because we got a president who's appeased Russia and worked in Russian interests his entire life as well. So, but this is the Russians playing both sides. They're backing, you know, Biden's being their puppet, and Tulsi Gabbard, whether she knows it or not, is being their puppet. She's pushing one line, he's pushing the other. The Russians are on both sides of the argument. They're driving America into more division, more, you know, even civil war. But Tulsi is playing her role in this.
Well, you're saying, I think, exactly the same thing Leo Holman and I were saying last night. The headline of our TV show last night with Leo Holman is Biden regime setting up war between U.S. and Russia and China so U.S. can be conquered and patriots disappear in the fog of war?
And this is what worries me, you know, that Biden, you know, Biden knows the Democrats are going to lose the election in 2022. They're going to be slaughtered. They know that Democrats are going to go to jail. So what do? You get a war going, a major war. Then you appeal to patriotism, you know, and even if you don't like Biden, you got to defend the United States. So, but we will probably lose that war and America will be destroyed. So this is, we're in trouble whichever way we go here.
So you agree with Leo?
Russia, but we haven't got a reliable commander in chief to do the job. So we have a problem.
So would you agree with Leo and I that it appears as though Biden is getting us into a war with Russia and China so that we can be defeated? So he works for Russia.
That's a very likely scenario. Yes.
Yeah. So he's the puppet of Russia and China. We know he's the puppet of China. China and Russia are a military alliance. They've done the Vostok 18, largest military exercise in world history, according to Dr. Peter Pry. Then they did another one after that, which included Iran. But before the Vostok 18, they were running Operation Dragonfly, which was practicing a cyber attack on our infrastructure
Russia and China are getting our partners. They're preparing for war against the United States. There's no question of that.
And
but
so
Biden has worked in the interest, and it's also in my book, White House Reds. Biden has worked for a group called the Council for a Livable World since 1972. They got him elected. This was a Russian agency set up by a known Soviet agent, and its goal was to elect senators who would gut the U.S. military, who would weaken the U.S. military, negotiate favorable treaties with the Soviet Union and Russia. And Biden was the top man. He was Reagan's huge worst enemy when Reagan
Hold right there. Hold right there. We're going to plug your website. We can get the book and let you go. Don't go away.
Hello, I'm Brandon House, and I cannot stress enough how important it is that you go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW as in Worldview Weekend. Not only will you save up to 66%, on sheets, towels, blankets, dog beds, pet beds, bathrobes, slippers, moccasins, and any of the 110-plus products. Not only will you save up to 66% on your purchase by using the very powerful promo code WVW, but did you know that with each purchase, a generous portion comes back to WVW Broadcast Network? Last year in 2021, we were able to replace all of our 12-year-old plus cameras. They were at least 12 years old. They were old HD cameras. We were able to get brand new 4K cameras because you used the promo code WVW. That's how important it is. You may think, well, is it really that important? Yeah, it is. We wouldn't have, I don't think, the brand new cameras we have today if we had not had your support by going to MyPillow.com and using the promo code WVW. Now, not only do we have to buy new equipment, maintain the equipment, but we have bandwidth bill. Every month we pay thousands of dollars in storage and bandwidth so that you can watch the free TV shows at WVW. If you listen to the radio show for free, I have to pay for the bandwidth. The radio shows and TV shows are free for you to watch, but I have to pay for the bandwidth. How do we cover that bill? One way is by those of you that go to MyPillow.com and you use the promo code WVW, as in World View Weekend, WVW. Will you do that right now? Will you do me another favor? Will you ask your family and friends to go to MyPillow.com? Look, we all need sheets, towels, blankets, comforters, dog beds, bathrobes, slippers, moccasins. You're not only supporting a great company and the work of Mike Lindell, you're also supporting the free radio and TV shows at WVW Broadcast Network. I really need you to go there right now. Please, don't delay. Go right now to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW. This is a great way for you to support our work and get something in return. Please do it right now. MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW. Thank you.
Welcome back. Glad you're with us. Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com. My guest, Trevor Loudon, trevorloudon.com, trevorloudon.com. Okay, before we let you go, let's just wrap this up. Biden got put in as a 20-something-year-old young man by the Council for a Livable World, a communist front group, and he's been on the side of working for the communists forever, and now he's going to do their bidding, get America into a war, and then use that for the people he works for to defeat America. And of course, Leo and I are concerned, as we said last night, Biden regime setting up war between U.S. and Russia and China so the U.S. can be conquered. And we both said our concern is that during the fog of war is when you start seeing patriots disappearing. During the fog of war and attacks on our power system and power grid, the new way of warfare, all of a sudden patriots start disappearing. That's kind of sometimes how it goes historically, is it not, Trevor?
Well, look, we're patriots, you know. It's very hard to support Biden because we know that he's a dishonest, guy who's worked in the interest of enemies for years. So he gets us in a war with the enemies, and the patriots are going to be in a heck of a bind, you know. They're going to be, and so some of them will make noises, and they could well be arrested as unpatriotic, as hampering the war effort, as, you know, selling the country out. So, you know, Biden the other day basically said that, you know, if Russia attacks the Ukraine, and it won't just be the Ukraine, by the way, if they do that, there will be no military support from America, just sanctions. He gave the green light by saying that. Putin, go for it, because we're not going to stand in your way.
So we're
but
living.
But then he will. But then the pressure will come on to stand up to Putin. Look, whichever way this plays out, this is not looking good for us. This is a very difficult situation.
This is one of the most dangerous times in American history.
This is the most dangerous time in American history. This is way beyond World War II.
Wow. All right. I hope people get your book because it's called White House Reds. It was about all the Democrats running for office and their communist connections. And yet you say, well, the book is, you know, out of date now. No. Because
these are people who are powerful now. Tulsi Gabbard could be the Republican presidential nominee, but she's worked with communists her entire life. People have to understand the double game she's playing here.
Yeah, and that's why you need to get the book, I think, and find out about her, a chapter on her, a chapter on Pete Buttigieg and all these people. They're the Students for Democratic Society. All these other historical groups, communist groups, you write about that in the book, don't you?
Yeah. But the figures now who are now serving in the U.S. Senate, who are now Pete Buttigieg, Secretary of Transportation, Joe Biden as president, and these all have communist backgrounds, every single one of them.
And if you go to trevorloudon.com, you can get the book, and he goes into great detail on all of their communist backgrounds. Trevor, thank you for being with us. I know you're on a tight schedule today. Thank you for coming on and giving us an update.
Yeah, always a pleasure, Brandon, and give my regards to Annie.
Will do, absolutely, and I hope people will get your book at trevorloudon.com. Trevorloudon.com. It's called White House Reds. Again, folks, It's a book about all those folks that were running for office, but all these folks are now still around and doing different things. One of them is President Biden. You need to know about these people, their backgrounds, and the communist groups that they've been a part of. So the book by Trevor Loudon is still extremely relevant. White House Reds, you can get a copy at trevorloudon.com. Annie Cyrus is going to join us here as well now, and we're going to talk about what's going on with Iran. Now Iran is threatening to go after, literally take out, Trump officials from the Trump administration using drones and other things. Iran is threatening America. They're threatening America with an attack from inside our own borders. We know they have terrorist cells here. It has come out in federal court. Iran has terror cells. So this is getting very serious, folks. We got Russia and China and Iran working together, running military exercises together, and threatening America. This is really getting to be serious. At the same time, we have China heavily behind our collapsing just-in-time inventory. If you go over to worldviewreport.com, I have a whole article on our just-in-time inventory. Here it is. Global economy heading for mother of all supply chain shocks as China locks down ports. The article says, over the past month, as Wall Street turned increasingly optimistic on U.S. growth alongside the Fed, with consequences shaped by the Fed's leaks and jaw-dropping, jawboning, now virtually certain of a March rate hike, so you're going to raise interest rates, folks, we've been repeatedly warning that after a huge policy error in 2021, the Fed erroneously said that inflation is transitory. It wasn't. The central bank is on pace to make another just as big policy mistake in 22 by hiking as many as four times and running off its massive balance sheet right into a global growth showdown. As we have also discussed in recent weeks, one place where this growth slowdown is emerging, besides the upcoming deterioration of U.S. consumption, where spending is now being funded to record rates by credit cards before it encounters a troubling air pocket, is China. And its COVID zero policy in general, and its COVID lockdown ports in particular. But what until recently was a minority view confined to our modest website has since expanded, and as Bloomberg writes overnight, the effects of restrictions in China as the country maintains its COVID zero policy are starting to hit supply chains in the region. As a result of the slow movement of goods through some of the country's busiest and most important ports, means shippers are now diverting to Shanghai, causing the types of knock-on delays at the world's largest container port that led to massive congestion bottlenecks last summer that eventually translated into a record number of container ships waiting off the coast of California, a glut that hasn't been cleared to this day. With sailing schedules already facing delays about a week, freight forwarders warn of the impact on already backlogged gateways in Europe and the U.S., and is also why HSBC economists are warning that the world economy could be headed for the mother of all supply chain shocks. If the highly infectious Omicron variant, which is already swamping much of the global economy, spreads across Asia, especially China, at which point the disruption of manufacturing will be inevitable. Temporary, one would hope, but hugely disruptive all at the same time. In the next few months, they wrote in a recent note this week, first noted by Bloomberg. So again, China could be deliberately doing all of this, folks, to collapse the U.S. economy, weaken us, create strife. I mean, it is just shocking the number of crises facing this country. It's almost overwhelming and impossible to keep track of. It's all happening so fast. But another one is not just China and our just-in-time inventory and supply chain, but it's also Iran and the threats from Iran. Joining me to discuss that now is Annie Cyrus. Annie, welcome back to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me back on.
So, Annie, we now have more threats coming out from Iran about attacking America from within, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, yes. But if you don't mind, very quickly, I just want to inform your audience of one recent situation with Afghanistan. Biden administration announced that we are releasing another $308 million aid to Afghanistan Taliban. I figured your audience would want to know where their tax money is going.
So the Biden regime is giving hundreds of millions of dollars to the Taliban, a terrorist organization.
Again, yes. We have already given them, well, aside the military equipment, cash money aid, we have given them a lot of money, but now apparently that wasn't enough, so we're going out another $308 million.
Good grief. Look at this headline here. This is from our buddy Robert Spencer. Iran, when we strike America, it will be with great force, and the blow could come from within the United States. Robert Spencer writes, old Joe Biden's handlers are desperate to revive Barack Obama's Iran nuclear deal, as Biden's State Department wonk Ned Price has made clear, quote, we are prepared, as we have said, to lift sanctions that are inconsistent with the JCPOA, end quote. That is the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, which is the official name of the agreement Donald Trump quite rightly called the worst in history. Meanwhile, as Biden's handlers do everything they can to be conciliatory toward Iran, the Islamic region or Islamic regime in Tehran is more belligerent than ever. Ned Price and his colleagues would be wise to ponder whether there is a connection between those two stances, but they won't. So Iran is now saying that when they strike America, it will be with great force, and the blow could come from within the United States. So apparently they already have, what, terrorist groups here in the U.S., right, Annie?
Absolutely. Here's the thing. I'm literally looking at IRGC, which is the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, the terrorist military, part of the Iranian military. They put out a tweet. The tweet has a picture that the picture says, revenge is a must in Farsi. And then the write-up on that tweet says as follows. Islamic Republic of Iran will revenge the death of our hero, being Soleimani, and will punish those who committed the inhuman act of Baghdad, Iraq airport. Even if they turned into water into the sea or little sand into the desert, without a doubt, we will take our revenge next to their home. I read this word by word right in front of me. People can go to Twitter, look up IRGC. It will come up, and you can click translate. Twitter gives you option of translating. I didn't use that. I used my own knowledge, but you can click on that, and you see I said everything I just said. They have put that as a tweet. Which, by the way, it's interesting that Twitter is not taking down a direct threat by a terrorist group to America.
Okay, so a terrorist group in Iran is threatening America on Twitter. They get to stay, but conservatives who speak truth get taken off.
Yes, and let's make sure we mention IRGC is on a terrorist list in America thanks to President Trump. So they are officially a terrorist group. We're not calling them terrorists because me and Brandon don't like him. No, IRGC is officially on a terrorist list in America. But they have a Twitter account like Taliban. They put tweets out. They make direct threats, not just to President Trump at this point. For the last few days, they have changed the narrative from Trump to the entire country. And the tweet says, we will take our revenge next to their home.
What do you think that means, Annie?
Our home is America, as we discussed last time I was on the radio. They're going to give green light to their soldiers in America, and we know this is by government announced that they are active IRGC members inside America. There are active Taliban members inside America who made a deal with Iran last week to help them with their revenge. In return, Iran's going to start selling them oil, and we're lifting the sanctions so they can do so. This means the IRGC and Taliban members are going to get a green light to come after us here in our home, America. And then also, another tweet below this also repeats that they are announcing, we have what it takes to take out the enemy of the Islamic regime, either 1,000 miles away or 100,000 miles away, when we need to do so. That is their hint on their nuclear bomb.
And, of course, we also know that Iran, I think since 1998, has been practicing shooting a missile off of a cargo container, a fishing vessel, since 1998, which could then be used for an electromagnetic pulse bomb to take down our power grid. So Iran has a lot of options available to them to bring down America, right?
Absolutely. They do. And we are enabling them while Biden administration is enabling them daily, hourly.
All right, hold right there. Annie Cyrus, we're getting ready to open the phone lines. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Well, here we are in 2022, and one thing you can be certain of is that we will continue to see inflation. Hello, I'm Brandon House, and I've been purchasing precious metals since 1993. Here we are, 2022, and what are we all talking about? Inflation. In fact, I've gone last year from using the word inflation to the H word, hyperinflation. We know the government's lying to us. Surprise, surprise. The real rate of inflation is not 4.5%. It's probably somewhere between 11 and more likely 15%. Well, this is a hidden tax. This is your wealth and purchasing power being stolen. You, if you don't have precious metals, need to seriously get educated. That's the key, getting educated. There is no cookie cutter mentality here. There's no plan that's the same plan for everyone. Everybody's situation is different. Now, I don't give financial advice. I give financial opinion. But I'll tell you right now, one of the smartest things you can do is take control of your own wealth management and have wealth insurance. And that starts by getting a free packet of information from Wes Peters at Swiss America. I met them through my friend Michael Reagan many years ago. I've been working with them for over 15 years. I've done business with them. My friends have done business with them. And countless members of this audience have done business with them. Wes Peters has become a personal friend over the years. And you can text him or call him, and he'll send you a no-obligation free packet of information. Now, you don't even have to call him. You can just text him. Just text him your name and address and say, I want the free packet of information on precious metals that Brandon mentioned. So you can call or you can text him at 602-558-8585. That's 602-558-8585. Why would you not want to get a free, no obligation packet of information and come to understand precious metals? Precious metals is not about making money. It's about preservation of your hard-earned dollars, your savings, your purchasing power. In this era where they're talking about digital currency, why would you want to be under their thumb and in their system 100% where they could combine a digital currency with a social credit score and just turn you off? Maybe you want to look into putting your IRA into a gold IRA. Do you know the difference between bullion, silver eagles, gold eagles, and numismatic, 1933 and older? Do you know why they're different and what the advantages are of those two different groups? Well, this is why education is so important. So I urge you to text or call Wes Peters right now for the free, no obligation packet of information. You can call him or text him again at 602-558-8585. That's 602-558-8585. I was talking to Melissa Tate this summer. She lived in Zimbabwe. Her mother's savings account, she said, was about $200,000. Ended up having the purchasing power of a bag of groceries after hyperinflation. Don't let that happen to you. Get educated today. Call or text Wes Peters for the free packet of information. No obligation, free packet, 602-558-8585, 602-558-8585. Thank you.
All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us, Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com. I interviewed Judge Napolitano last night, and it was a very interesting interview. Judge Napolitano was on with me last night. You'll find that interview posted at WVWTV.com, WVWTV.com. One of the things he talked about was not only the lessons from COVID-19 and that Americans have been brainwashed, group psychosis, to give up liberties and freedoms, scaring the American people to death to give up their liberties and freedoms with a manufactured crisis. I mean, it's real. It's serious. No one's denying the seriousness of the virus and what it can do and respiratory issues and killing people. No one's denying that. But it's been manufactured into something as though we're all going to die when we know the death rate is quite small to get people to give up liberties they would otherwise not give up. So he talks about that. But we also went into detail, he did, about people he has personally talked with and research he's personally done on how the CIA is running America and how the CIA has penetrated every state capital in America, how the CIA has people at every state capital in the U.S. And he goes into great detail how the deep state and the CIA and the NSA are largely running our country. Fascinating interview last night with Judge Napolitano. You'll find it on demand anytime you want to watch it over the weekend at WVWTV.com. Joining me now is Annie Cyrus. Her website is liveuptofreedom.com, liveuptofreedom.com. Annie, what were you just telling me during the break?
I just emailed you a screenshot.
Okay.
It is from the IRGC Twitter account. They put up a tweet, and the tweet says, blood for blood. Number one, mission accomplished. Number two, mission completed. Number three, will be done soon. There are three pictures attached. The pictures are blurred out, but I send it to you. Hopefully you can put it on the screen.
All right, there it is on the screen, Logan. All right, there's the tweet. Who are the...
Exactly.
So mission completed.
They are, but you can tell it's a military member with the American flag behind them. It says soon.
Okay, so who? So mission number one, mission completed. Number two, mission completed. Okay, so who are these first two mission completed on? Who are those people?
We don't know, and that is my question. Number one, again, why is Twitter letting this tweet stay up? Blood for blood. Two people that they are claiming to have killed of our government, and number three to come soon. And the next question is, why is our government at the table negotiating with these people? Why is this not being investigated, Brennan?
Okay, just make sure people understand. So IRGC, which is remind everybody what IRGC stands for, please.
Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps.
Okay, and that's Iran. So it says blood for blood. Number one, mission completed. Number two, mission completed. Now, the picture is blurred, but number one, where it says mission completed, looks like some official with an American flag behind him. So some government official, I'm guessing. Number two, where they say mission accomplished, that almost looks like a U.S. Navy officer, doesn't it?
Exactly.
It looks like a U.S. Navy officer with a white jacket and then the black shoulder, you know, his rank. But it's so blurred you can't tell. And then number three will soon be done. This also looks like some kind of a military officer. It looks like he's wearing a green uniform with an American flag behind him. So clearly they are targeting American officials. But I'm not hearing anyone talk about this or what has happened to these two people they say mission accomplished on. Right?
Thank you. Exactly. Not only nobody's talking about it, not only nobody's investigating – as I said, we're literally sitting at a table negotiating, lifting sanctions, begging them to be our friend. This is how corrupt the Biden regime is right now. And as you can see, most of IRGC tweets are in Farsi. That one, they made sure to write it in English. That's not a translated part. That's the original tweet I sent you.
And yet they get to stay on Twitter where the rest of us get booted or shadow banned so no one sees what we put out.
Exactly. And about 20 hours ago, the president, Raisi, president of Islamic Republic of Iran, put out a tweet saying, looks like there is going to be a deal, meaning we have met most of the requirement, because he tweeted out saying, looks like we're coming to an agreement. Why are we coming to an agreement with these people? I can't wrap my head around the idea of this is what they tweet. They are target. Apparently, they have killed two of our officials, and nobody's, as you said, talking about it. We don't even know who they are. What did they list them as? Died of COVID? Is that what they reported on? Because I wouldn't put that past them. And third one is about to be killed. And if you see on the tweet, there's a number four and dot dot dot. It's not ending by number three. There will be a number four and more dots below that.
And
they're officially making threats.
And they're threatening President Trump and former Trump officials. And did I not read the other day, they're even threatening to use drones of some kind?
Yes. That's the thing. Like, again, I've been going through IRGC Twitter account today, and my jaw dropped. And this is a little selfish, but I want your audience to know this is the very same IRGC that I got a call from FBI letting me know they have me on their list. And they have located me already. This is the same group of people.
And that's because you're from Iran. You're an Iranian dissident, if you will, and you're speaking out against Iran. So they really are upset with people that are Iranians, or what you would say really more accurately Persian, from Persia, that you're speaking against your motherland, right?
Exactly. My crime is what I'm doing right now on the phone with you, exposing IRGC and the Islamic regime and their terrorist groups. That's my crime.
1-800.
Funny enough, back then I was upset that, FBI just informed me and they said you can't do anything to help you with. But now I'm looking like they're killing our officials and nobody's doing anything about it. Of course, I'm like a little tiny thing that no one cares for.
1-800-347-9829. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions. 1-800-347-9829. 1-800-347-9829. While you're getting on the phone lines, look at this from the Federalist. The Biden administration isn't even hiding its designation of mainstream Americans as domestic terrorists. Of course, we've been talking about this all week, haven't we, folks? The real danger to our republic is that Joe Biden and his administration's totalitarian effort to label millions of ordinary Americans as supporters of terrorists. In my legal career, this is by John Lucas, in my legal career, I often taught younger colleagues that good lawyers are like good generals. They win by picking the terrain upon which they fight. The Duke of Wellington won the Battle of Waterloo in part because he chose the terrain and forced Napoleon to attack uphill through the mud. Lawyers' terrain is the issues to be decided and the words they use to define those issues. Winning a complex legal case often depends upon who can define and shape the issues in the way that best favors them. The same is true for politicians. To define the issues, the terrain upon which they wish to fight, politicians choose their words carefully. The battlefield can be a negative characterization of one's opponent. For example, if the opposition can be defined as racist, insurrectionist, terroristic, or any other inflammatory or pejorative label, the fight is won. Remaining issues are just the terms of surrender. Such efforts to define the terrain for the fight are going on now in the political wars over the January 6, 2021, and he has crossed out insurrection, riot, attack on democracy, demonstration, whatever you choose to call it. The real danger to our republic is the Joe Biden administration's totalitarian effort to label millions of ordinary Americans supporters of terrorists. In their effort to define the terrain or the narrative, politicians and commentators have used a variety of overly simplistic descriptions to characterize all the hundreds of people who were on the Capitol grounds or in the Capitol building on January 6, depending on the person describing them. They are insurrectionists, rioters, demonstrators, goons, and a variety of other things. The primary label the Democrats have developed are insurrectionists and terrorists, even though not a single person that day has yet been charged with insurrection or terrorism. Then they go on from there to lay it all out and talk about how they're just labeling all of Americans as terrorists. That's the Biden administration isn't even hiding its designation of mainstream Americans as domestic terrorists. It's really obvious to me, Annie, that the Biden administration is doing whatever they can to get us into a war. We talked about it with Trevor Loudon. We talked about it last night with Leo. Joe Biden was put into power in the U.S. Senate by the communists. He is tied back to China. He's tied back to Russia. He's doing their bidding. He's doing whatever he can to get us into a war so that then we lose. So they put their Manchurian candidate in power. Now he does what has to happen for us to go to war and then make sure we lose so we're conquered, while he labels those of us who want to defend the republic, maintain the rule of law, as domestic terrorists. And Leo and I were last night talking about the fact that if you were to have a power outage, an attack on the infrastructure, the new way of warfare, that would be a lot of people who are not getting news, not getting information. Basically, there'd be a blackout because you wouldn't have the ability to communicate with the American people. And everybody would be concerned about power. If it's in the winter, they're going to be concerned about heat. If it's in the summer, they're going to be concerned about, you know, cooling their homes. They're going to be worried about the ability to get food, have food, food supply. They're going to be so distracted. This would be an excellent opportunity for people like you and me and Leo and Trevor Loudon and other people to start disappearing who are, quote, domestic terrorists. That's what we were talking about last night with Leo. You want to comment?
I would say you're 100% correct. That's exactly where this administration is trying to take our country. I'm sure there's a saying in English for it too, but I always go back to the original saying of Muhammad, the person who destroyed Middle East and its culture, and it was divide and conquer. They started with Obama administration dividing the country by the fake systematic racism narrative. And then from there, they just went on and on and on and on until today. I was actually brought in thinking the other day, I was like, imagine if all of us Americans, all of us, regardless of a skin color, religion, beliefs, if we would all just come together and practice our First Amendment, which is peacefully petitioning our government. Imagine if we could do that. We could put an end to all of this. But then we won't, because we're way too divided.
Let's go to Tony, line one. Tony from Wisconsin. Tony, thanks for calling in today, Tony.
Am I on the air?
You sure are.
I'm a first-time caller, so I'll make my comment short, that a pastor that I used to have broke down in 1997 when I lived in Watertown, still broke this all down and tried to put this into perspective, and I see what he was preaching on in 97 coming to fruition now, only a whole lot more than what he was able to explain.
Did we just lose him, Logan?
That's all I need to say in regards to this.
Hold on, guys. My earpiece just died on me. My guest is Annie Cyrus. Her website is liveuptofreedom.com, liveuptofreedom.com. The number here is 1-800-347-9829, 1-800-347-9829. And again, we're going to continue taking your calls here. We're going to go into the break, come back, and get to Alice. I guess that's Alice. Let me put my reading glasses back on. Yeah, Alice and Kate, as well as your calls, 1-800-347-9829, 1-800-347-9829. Again, my guest, Annie Cyrus, her website, liveuptofreedom.com. It's VCY America, and for those listening by Frank TV and Lindell TV, why don't you check out vcyamerica.com. Today is January 10th, 2022, and this is a freeze-dried food update. We just received another 4 pallets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now, the great thing about the Mountain House freeze-dried food is not only is it great, I've been eating it since high school on camping trips. I mean, I highly recommend it. But it has a 25-year shelf life. A 25-year shelf life. It is, we're told, the choice of many in the Navy SEALs because of the great taste as well. Now, you get what you pay for. Right now, I'll tell you that. You get what you pay for. Want to go buy something cheaper? Good luck. Enjoy eating cardboard, because I think that's what it'll taste like. But I, as I said, I've been eating Mountain House freeze-dried food since high school, and I've been a distributor through WVW Broadcast Network of Mountain House since 2015. I recommend every family have an emergency food supply on hand, just like I secured for my family in the spring of 2013. You can make your purchase of emergency Mountain House freeze-dried food right now by going to wvwtv.com/store. That's WVW, as in Worldview Weekend, wvwtv.com/store. If you prefer to order over the phone, you can call during normal business hours, 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. Whether you order it online or call 901-825-0652, I highly recommend you have your own emergency food supply. Now, maybe you're going to buy all your emergency food at one time. That's fine. Maybe you need a budget for it and buy a little bit each month. Regardless how you get it, you need to get it, I believe. Now, again, I've had my emergency food supply on hand since 2013. Became a distributor in 2015. Look at all that's happened since then. Why would you want to be under the thumb of these tyrants? We already have major conservative columnists writing that they now believe that the globalists, the tyrants, will use food as a weapon to control the masses. Food as a weapon to control the masses. That's not me saying it. I believe it's true, and I've said it. But those are major columnists like Leo Holman and others now saying it. Don't you think you need to get your emergency food supply on hand? And by the way, the prices went up a little bit in 2022 because Mountain House raised their prices due to inflation. So the longer you wait, the more likelihood is the prices are going up due to inflation. There's a lot of reasons to have emergency food supply on hand.
the power grid going down, EMP attack, hyperinflation, social unrest, and the collapse of the just-in-time inventory. When you buy from WVW Broadcast Network, you're not only getting these great Mountain House food entrees, but you're supporting the continuation of our broadcast network as well. Please, go now to wvwtv.com/store, wvwtv.com/store, and make your emergency food supply purchase today. Thank you.
Welcome back. 1-800-347-9829. We have a phone line open if you want to get on board with a question or comment. 1-800-347-9829. Tony from Wisconsin, I agree with you. I think you're exactly right. First time caller. I hope you'll call in again. I believe exactly things are lining up for Bible prophecy. The stage is being set for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Absolutely. And normally we would today have on Dr. Woods for the Middle East update, but he didn't have any new information today, so we'll hope for that next week. Let's go to Alice, line two. Alice in Arkansas, thank you for calling in today, Alice.
Hello, Brannon. Thank you for taking my call. Oh, Brannon, Gary Kaw was in a rally in VCY America, I think maybe 2 years ago or so. Anyway, he said, if 70% of all the people that call themselves Christians were real Christians, we wouldn't be in this mess. I remember, Brannon, hearing a program that you offered about how the information was in the early 1700s, maybe 1740, during the Great Awakening, how the people had gotten right with God. And then there were colonies, and I think it's the Spanish Armada were coming to take over the colonies. But, you know, the people got right with God. And as that flotilla of ships came, God moved. He moved half of the ships to Newfoundland, half it way down into maybe Central America, South America. All the men died there. But God made sure there were enough that had gone to Newfoundland. A couple of the captains committed suicide going overboard. But, you know, God made sure the rest of them went back to that mother country. And you know what the testimony was? Their God fights for them. They did not fire one shot. May I say, when people take communion, we're to examine ourselves to see if we be in the faith. Oh, may we make our calling and election sure, because God is alive. God will help us if we can have the sackcloth and ashes again and come before him in repentance. If not, if it's too far gone and judgment is really coming, those that know the Lord, he won't forsake them. He will be with them even unto death.
Thank you, Alice. Good words. Thank you, Alice. Can't argue with any of that. Kate, line four. Kate from New Mexico. Oh, you dropped Kate by mistake? All right. Let's go to North Carolina. Let me see if I'm saying this right. Is it Cheyenne? Cheyenne?
Yes. This is Cheyenne from North Carolina. Yes.
Thanks for calling in today.
Hi, Brannon. I love your show, obviously, and I admire Annie Cyrus and everything she does. Thank you for your work, Annie.
Thank you.
I just want to say quickly, my husband is active duty Air Force. I won't go into too much detail, but just to sum things up, we're not happy with how things are going. Obviously, we don't agree. It's dead obvious that they are trying to weaken our military, and we see what's going on. He's trying to stay in the fight, basically. Has already had the Nazi death shot that we don't agree with, and he wakes up feeling terrible every day. Like I told the first I talked to you, I mean, it's obvious. I have so many things I could go into.
Well, let me just ask you, right, when you say he wakes up feeling terrible, is this the side effect of the shot?
Yes, he feels absolutely miserable every day. In fact, even this morning, he barely could get out of bed and go, you know, serve his country is what he wakes up to do every day. He is a maintainer, and he just doesn't even know where to begin with what to do. I'm furious. I'm a stay-at-home mom. I have a four-year-old and a nine-month-old at home here on base where we are. And I just feel like I'm right in the middle of this mess. I see they're trying to weaken our military. I'm furious. We're literally an active duty family, and I feel so lost for words or what to do. Our family's back home in Texas. We're in North Carolina. And I thank you guys for giving us hope, because we just don't know what our next step is, and we're trusting God, but we just need some prayers. We need some guidance.
I was about to say, we're going to ask our entire audience, Cheyenne, to pray for you, your husband, your whole family. I was already going to say, let's pray for her. Let's pray for her family, and then you asked us to. And so we're definitely going to ask everyone right now to write down the name of Cheyenne and her, and the Lord knows her husband's name and family name. Pray for this family. Let me ask you this. Do you have some conservative and Christian friends that are there supporting you? And can you find
fellowship? We've recently gotten more connected with a church here now. As soon as we were located here, you know, the whole COVID mess happened. And so we were pretty immediately isolated, which was unfortunate as soon as we got to this area.
Right.
And so we have recently gotten more connected, praise God. But there's just still so many people, I'm sorry, but they're asleep at the wheel. They don't realize the depth of what's going on. I'm like, I'm living this. I'm witnessing this from behind the scenes. There's a lot I can't go into, but people are so blind. They're blind, and I can say it from the inside, and it's so frustrating. And so I have hesitated to call for a long time now, and God just told me to just go for it today, and we could definitely, you know, use and appreciate your prayers. And also, I have a son who, I could go into so many of your shows, but he's dealing with autism, which I think is directly related to vaccines as well.
Yes.
That's a whole other topic. So it's just, it's been hard on so many levels with what we're dealing with. And my husband, in fact, the other day when we had to take our daughter for her 9-month checkup, they couldn't believe that we refused the the flu shot they were trying to push on us. And he said, listen, I've given up enough of my freedom as it is. You will not stick anything else into either of my children.
Oh, wow. How much longer does your husband have to go before he's able to retire from the military?
He's a 6-year contract, so he's still got 3 more years active duty, and we're kind of late going into this. We're older going in. It was something that we believed that God led us to, and it's a whole long story. But he's got 3 more years active that he's under contract.
So, all right. Well, I am so glad I'm so glad you called in. You have untold thousands listening to you right now, and we're asking all of them specifically right now, not only to pray for Cheyenne and her family, but pray for the other military members that are like Cheyenne and her husband and family. They feel trapped. They've had forced onto them now a shot. He's waking up every day. He feels horrible. He has to get up and go do his job. You can hear the desperation. You can hear the loneliness. You can hear the concern. And we believe in the power of prayer. We believe the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And I wish there was more we could do. I know all of you wish we could make a meal and bring a hot meal to this family right now, minister to them. We can't, can we? But we can pray for them, and we can ask the Lord to providentially bring people into their life to encourage them and to protect the health of her husband and family. I'm so glad she called. Annie, thanks for being with us, folks. Thanks for listening. Take care.
This has been Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House. CDs are available by calling 1-800-729-9829. Or to hear an MP3 file of this or earlier programs, go to worldviewweekend.com. Views expressed may or may not be those of Worldview Weekend, BCY America, or this station. This program is a public affairs presentation of worldviewweekend.com and is heard weekdays on VCY America.
Hello, I'm Brannon House. If you appreciate the fact that for 30 years we've been proclaiming and defending the Judeo-Christian worldview, then can I ask you to support what we're doing? These times, well, it's become quite evident that we're one of the few networks saying the things that we're saying. In fact, for a long time, what we were saying was considered so politically incorrect, we were even being mocked at one time by so-called conservatives or evangelicals. But now, the cat is out of the bag. People realize that when we were talking about globalism and communism and Marxism and the Frankfurt School and cultural Marxism, well, we were years and, in fact, decades ahead of the curve. And that's exactly what we strive to do each and every day. Keep you aware of what's coming. Tell you about the coming trends so you can make the necessary plans and adjustments in every area of your life. We are a tax-deductible organization at WVWFoundation.com. If you'd like to make a tax-deductible contribution, would you please go to WVWFoundation.com? That's WVWFoundation.com, as in Worldview Weekend. You can also use our mailing address, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. That's P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. If you prefer to give by phone, our number is 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. All this information can be found right on our website, where you can make a tax-deductible contribution online or find our mailing address and phone number, WVWFoundation.com.